I've got. It is my fucking pleasure to introduce not just the man that I fucking grew up listening to, but the band that rocks the ass off of anyone I've ever seen. Would you please give a warm welcome to Widowmaker!
Thank you.
I am not disappointed. No, I am not. I ain't been this part of the country. Shit, must be 11 years, 10 years. Since the last time I was in Kentucky. Last time I was in Louisville. I don't know, I must have been here. I know I was here. And I come back and I wonder what's going on in this town. I get here on a Sunday, everything's all locked up tight. Sunday, everybody's shut down, quiet. But I get on the radio last night at the Fox, I don't know if you were listening. I get on the radio, start pounding the metal righteously, and the phone starts ringing. All the crazy motherfuckers in this town calling me up and yo, G, what's up? And I get out here on a Monday night, a fucking Monday night. Who goes out on a Monday night? I'll tell you who goes out on a Monday night. The wild motherfuckers go out on a Monday night. All the crazy half-banging motherfuckers go out on a Monday night. And especially all the sick motherfuckers come out on a Monday night. Because they know that's when all the weekend whips are home. With their Bon Jovi t-shirts and their clip-on earrings, they're home! They're in bed, baby, they're sleeping because they got school tomorrow! They got work tomorrow! You motherfuckers don't give a shit about that, do you? Oh! Fuck those weekend whips! The crazy motherfuckers are down here at Coyotes tonight, and they came to fucking party, am I right? Well, then we have no problem. Because that's why I'm here! That's why me and the boys here. What is that? An envelope? What happened to the days when you got a pair of panties who were crawling on the stage? This is fucking new generation, eh? They just don't really know how to do it anymore, huh? Hi! Now listen, I want to thank the Fox, want to thank Bob O'Reilly from down here, introducing the band. This one's going out to him, man. Think this. This one is about a serial killer from the New York area named Joel Rifkin. No, it's not pro-serial killing. Everybody's entitled to their... No, I'm kidding. Alright, this one's called Killing Time, ding ding! We'll be right back. personal. We'll be right back. Yeah. I knew you liked that one. No, baby, don't worry about it. I don't want to forget my past. I'm proud of my past. I love my past. I'd do it all over again. Man, the 80s had a good fucking time. And that was 1995. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna lay back on my history and go, oh, yup, that was great. No! Fuck no! It's 95, I got a new band, we got two CDs out, and we're pounding Widowmaker coast to fucking coast. I know some of you people, you know what's going on with Widowmaker. You other people came down to see what D was up to this year. Hang on tight, alright? Hang on tight. Because you may have noticed a mellow recently. You know, as you age, it's important that you relax and take it easy. And, yeah, right. Fuck that! Now, we had this single out of radio. And I don't know if the Fox played it, but if they did, thanks. If they did, try it. You'll fucking like it. And we had a video too, but you'll never see it on MTV because they forgot what the M stands for. Does anybody remember music? No, I watch MTV so I can find out about real life. That's right, real life. There you see it. As you see it, a city kid and a country kid, you see a gay and a lesbian. Some militant heterosexual and two other people living together under one roof. Oh yeah, that's real. That's just like my neighborhood. Real life, they'd be dead 2 days. Kill each other, huh? But I don't know if you're gonna see this video, but it's cool. And this is a track, we released a single from our new album. Why don't you check it out? It's called Long Gone. Dig it.
No. Oh, Under the Blade! I gotta say, I'm particularly impressed with people on the side. Usually the ones with sitting and laying back, but they're fucking applauding, they're clapping, or whatever. People in the back get into it, that's cool. That's cool. My friends down the front, well. Did you miss me? I missed you! I did. That's why I'm on a mission from God. Headed back, baby. Headed back from the dead. I fell off the face of the earth for a whole bunch of years. And I said, fuck this. Fuck this. Watching people in the new bands coming out, standing in concert, facing the back of the stage. On a show. Oh, by the way, this is my Eddie Vedder impersonation. Hey, look! Somebody just turned that motherfucker around. Whoa, Eddie, come on over here. Yeah! No. I say, baby, I gotta get me a new band. I gotta get out on that road, start kicking ass for these motherfuckers again, because I know the people want it. But like I was telling you, we got a new album out. And it's called Stand By For Pain. It's in the stores right now. And, what else can I tell you? Yeah, this is the title track. I want you to check this out, okay? Do this.
Thank you. You. I'm busting my ass up here. Three of you guys standing there like old Larry and Curly. Woo!
Boys, I'm busting my ass! You're standing so fucking close to the stage, you're scaring me!
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Kentucky, Louisville. 10 years? Well, tomorrow we're gonna get the Mets. We're gonna get the Mets for beating up all those people in Indiana. No. Been 10 years since I was here last. It won't be 10 years till I return. Remember that. That's too fucking long. Sorry about that. Alright! I'm gonna do this one. The boys be ready. This is sort of our anthem, you know? It ain't one of mine, it ain't one of Widowmaker's. Well, and nothing old, nothing new. Something. They told me to eat at the twig in the bush. Or whatever that is, the twig in the tree. Gave me the fucking runs. No, I'm only kidding, I swear. Alright, now this is sort of our anthem. It's something I once saw Jerry Lee Lewis sing. Yeah, and seems appropriate. This one's called I'm a Real Wild One.
Two little words from you rowdy fucks. Two little words.
All you gotta do to help me out. All you gotta do to help me make a round is shout wild one. That's all. So say wild one. When I say I'm a wild one, say wild one. I say I'm a wild one. You say wild one. I say I'm a wild one. You say wild one. By Jove, I think they've got it. Well, what? Could I expect any less on a Monday night? It's what? 12 o'clock? If there were any assholes left in the crowd, with the exception of him, they all went scurrying home at midnight, because good God, they're gonna turn into fucking pumpkins. Gotta get home. No, we're just left with the cream of the crop. A few real wild ones. That's right. Here we go. Well, I'm a wild one! That's what I figured. Do it again, because we have a little bit of an alcohol and drug-induced echo effect going on. All the people who are reasonably sober right now, the fucking money, the rest of the motherfuckers going, wild one, wild one. Everybody together now, everybody together. I lost it. Bullshit. fans go off stage and wait on the side, and you motherfuckers know they're coming back, so you don't even clap. So, instead of doing that, we're just gonna stay up here and do one more. Right, another one! Alright, this is the encore. Alright. Kevin, Justice One, Kevin. Alright, now, before I do this real fast, one time around the block, I want to introduce you to the boys of the band, especially this guy over here, because he's the new guy. Our bass player on our albums, Mark Russell's left the band on the best of terms. He's gone into producing records, and he handpicked this guy from the audience coming down to see Widowmaker. This guy used to be out there in the crowd just like you. And Mark met him, heard him play, and said, D, this is your new bass player. And lo and behold, he kicks ass. On the bass guitar, Freddie Milano! These two guys, man. A dynamic duo. We've been together going on 4 years now. On the lead guitar, one and only Al Petrelli! And in the back on the drums, what can you say about Power Joe Franco? I want to also thank Bob from Bob and Zach from the Fox. Thanks, guys. And let me do my thing and thank my friends from RIP. You're pressing the shit out of me. Really, no attitude. Alright, this is it, okay? This is for my first album. You boys ready? Okay? Freddie, you ready? What? Oh, we didn't talk about this earlier? Well, it's a new guy, so. We don't tell him shit. And he thinks it's fucking up. Yeah, but the new guys, you gotta initiate. It's from the first album. Okay, good. Alright, this one, here we go. He wants some freaking signals and shit, smoke signals. How, motherfucker? Alright, this one. This one is called Bloody.